Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. I have a very exciting topic for today, which I'm sure no one has heard me talk about before, which is imperfect action, from a slightly different standpoint. But firstly, I want to share something because I thought it just beautifully articulates what we mean when we say that coaching isn't just about fat loss. And I think people hear that and they're like, yeah, but fat loss. Well, here's a great example of how investing in yourself via coaching can pay off in numerous aspects of your life and also pay off financially. So like a financial return on investment for coaching. So this is one of the Commit to Six members, and she said, I wanted to post because I am also in the new job club. By the way, another girl has just got a new job on Commit to Six as well. Girl, woman, I don't know. I think I still prefer to be called a girl. But anyway, besides the point, there have been many a new job from basically feeling better about yourself and showing up a little bit better and taking care of yourself, which means you can take care of others more, show up at your best, and generally just give more in all aspects of your life. And what I spoke about a couple of episodes back, re-elevating your mood. So she says, I've been with my current place for 11 years, and I've known for a long time that I've needed a change, but I've been hampered by self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and the quote-unquote, it's not that broke, so don't fix it. It's no coincidence that I've just had my year anniversary on Commit to Six. That mindset shift happened and is happening big time. I've developed, or rather regained, an inner confidence that has come from the support of all the wonderful coaches, especially my coach Catherine. Thank you for all your constant positivity. You are amazing. But also from the group, seeing people achieve what they never thought was possible, personal growth, reaching successes both within fitness and in their general lives, has had an immeasurable effect on me. Sorry, I'm ruining this by my very bad pronunciation today. It has had an immeasurable effect on me. I'm actually getting a little bit emotional writing this. So thank you everyone in the group, the fab coaches, and thank you Emma for creating and running this amazing program which goes far, far beyond fat loss. I am beyond proud that I've taken the steps to get out of my comfort zone and get excited about my career again. Have a fab rest of the week and weekends all. Love this. And also congratulations on the new job. I wanted to share that because it just shows how much more you can get from coaching. And I know I talk about this a lot, but when you hear an example like that, I think it really drives it home. Okay, so today's topic, I want to talk about how sustainable results are not synonymous with less results. So I think a lot of people think that a sustainable plan that you can actually maintain means lowering your standards and accepting less of yourself. And it doesn't. And realistically, that's not really my style. And I imagine if you've listened to more than one episode, you will kind of understand I'm certainly not about accepting less of yourself. And I'm certainly about not accepting less of yourself and pushing yourself to more. So I expect a lot of myself, and I also expect a lot of my clients. And that's because I can see the potential in you and I can see what you're capable of. And I see it as my job to try and pull that out of you and bring the best out of you. And when I say a lot is relative, okay? So I meet people where they are and I push them and I support them in equal measure. And that's the important part. You can't just push people, you have to support them as well. But the reason that I'm focusing on what you can do and what is realistic and what is practical for you is because that is how you get the best results. And that is how sustainable plans create better results. It's not about expecting less of yourself. It's not about lowering your standards. Realistic targets actually means holding yourself to higher standards, because setting unrealistic targets just gives you an excuse to give up. Realistic targets and an improved mindset means not accepting the shitty excuses that we all give ourselves, and ultimately leads to better results. If you want to excel in any area of life, you need to take responsibility and ownership. It's my effort, it's my actions, it's my outcome. And real transformations start from within. Like, you might see it on the outside, but really that transformation starts from within and starts from accepting responsibility or more like taking responsibility. And that doesn't mean it's your fault. It just means I'm going to choose to change this if I'm not happy with how things are. And one of the biggest shifts that I see is when you realize that your results come from the average of your actions over time, not from what you can do for a day or not even from what you can force yourself to do for 6 weeks. Your body right now is a representation of your actions over time. Even if we think of this like purely from a body fat position, right? Little reminder here on body fat. Body fat is just excess stored energy. It is the result of having consumed more energy than you've expended for a period of time, and that energy has accumulated and it's stored as body fat. It is not permanent. If you want to lose it, you need to expend more energy than you take in so that your body is forced to use its stored energy for fuel, also known as body fat. That's it, right? So remove the emotion from fat and fat loss and just think of it as a simple store of energy that you're going to expend and you're going to use up if that's the goal. So if you are storing more body fat than you would like, it's because you've consumed more energy on average than you have expended on average, right? It wasn't the one pizza that you had on Saturday. And realizing the law of averages means that you choose to commit to something that is actually doable, right? So as an example of this, when you run a marathon, you want to pace yourself, right? You want to pace yourself, which is essentially the same as looking at the average. You don't set off at a pace that you can't maintain because you'll never finish the race. The same is true for making lifestyle changes. You want to start with a pace slash the changes that you can make and maintain. And then as you get fitter, you can increase that pace or you could increase the changes, right? So I've just set a ton of targets for the new commit to six intake. And some people that are starting are like, I'm only getting about 4,000 steps at the moment. Now, for me to say, right, you need to do 12,000, that might be a bit much, right? Might be unrealistic for some people. So I've set them lower targets. Now, I actually really want everybody to get up to at least 8,000. But I might say, okay, if you're only doing 4,000 at the moment, let's see if we can get you up to 6,000, 7,000, and then push you up to 8,000, and then see where we can go from there. Instead of just pushing it too, you know, like pacing it, not pacing it, essentially. Instead of being like, let's sprint at the start of the marathon and see how we go. Usually, you know, I'm not a professional marathon runner, but usually that doesn't end particularly well. So the other point I want to make is that your body is a byproduct of your lifestyle. The whole point is that you don't have to be extreme to get results. You certainly don't have to be extreme to get the results that most people are looking for. In fact, you can't be extreme to get the results that you're looking for because you won't be able to maintain it. You may think that you just want to lose fat and you don't really care how, but actually how you get there matters. Like, and it matters a lot. Because you will get better results if you do it in a sustainable way that you can actually stick to and one that you enjoy. Because if you get there from doing something that you don't enjoy, it's going to be extremely hard to maintain. Okay, so let me just caveat to this. I am not a financial advisor, but let me teach you about some finance to prove my point. The best way to invest in your house or in your savings is doing it long term and being consistent. So willy-nilly taking money in and out of investments is one sure way that you will lose a ton of money, especially if you don't know what you're doing. I mean, realistically, even if you do know what you're doing, it's highly risky. Much like jumping on fad diet after fad diet is one sure way to make you feel like you're a failure. And by the way, you're not, but you do make poor choices when it comes to your diet, and you probably should join Commit to Six because it's a far better choice. Anyway, ultimately, that will usually end up with more body fat from yo-yo dieting and less money from moving your money around willy-nilly in investments. And that is not what most people want. So investments in your health and in your finance should be consistent over time. And the other huge aspect of setting realistic targets is that you remove your perfectionist excuse that you allow yourself to give up every time you can't be perfect. And I know you think that being a perfectionist means that you hold yourself to these higher standards, but when you dig a little deeper, it's actually just holding on to an ideal as an excuse not to try when things inevitably can't be perfect. Like, it will never be perfect. There will always be bumps in the road. And if you give up every time and you're kind of looking for that excuse, oh, I went over my calories. Oh, well, nothing I can do now. May as well overeat. No, because you're looking at the averages, right? That's the mindset shift. That realization was honestly a little bit of a stinger for me. I was like, oh yeah, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, blah, blah, blah. When you realize that it's your excuse to give up, and then you start embracing imperfect action and you approach life with the mindset of, okay, what's the best I can do in the situation I'm in? Fully accepting that it won't always be perfect. That's when you start to get results. And sometimes you can nail absolutely everything. And sometimes it means accepting that this week is going to be a bit of a cruise week, as I have other things going on and I care more about that than diet and exercise this week. Perfect example of this. One of my clients checked in this morning and was like, I didn't get all my workouts in because I went for an extra walk with a friend because she was having a really hard time, but I'll try and fit them in next week. And I was like, that is a great decision, right? That is a decision that is in line with your goals. Okay, so you got three workouts in instead of four workouts, but you were a great friend. Like, realistically, what's more important, the fourth workout of the week or being there for someone who's struggling? Like, I know I would make that decision every time, and I would want all of my clients to always make that decision. So, embracing imperfect action, or embracing cruise weeks, which, by the way, I wrote about on my Substack and I will put the link in the show notes, means that instead of thinking, well, I can't do it perfectly, so I won't do any exercise, I won't bother going for walks, and I'll just eat whatever I want, and I'll start again on Monday. It means, okay, rather than my normal five workouts and 12,000 steps a week, I might do 8,000 steps as a minimum. And I might try and fit in three workouts, even if I have to do them at home. And you can read a bit more about that. Like I said, I will post the show notes, because I think this is a really, really key approach to getting long-term results. And again, it's not about lowering your standards. I mean, when I say long-term results, I mean better results. Like, I mean holding yourself to a higher standard, because you're taking away that excuse to give up. And I stay in shape year round. And this is how, by embracing cruise weeks, by saying I can't be perfect all the time, but instead of letting that put me off, I'm just going to set new targets for this week, the week that I know I've got a hell of a lot on, that are realistic, that I can stick to. So maybe I'm just making a little bit of progress towards my goals, or maybe I'm staying still. But what's not happening is I'm not going backwards. And the sooner you accept that it won't be perfect and that it doesn't need to be perfect, the sooner you embrace imperfect action and decide that you will do the best you can in the situation you're in, the sooner you commit to that long-term goal and the sooner you let go of your excuses, finally, the sooner you will actually get results. So if you are ready to take imperfect action, head over to esgfitness.co.uk/commit6. This is the last day you can sign up. So if you're listening to this and it isn't Monday, I don't know what day to put this out. I might just put this out now. It's Saturday. I'll put this out now. But Monday is the last day that you can sign up for this intake. If not, you can head there and you can join the waiting list for the next intake, or you can use the link in the show notes to WhatsApp me and go and read the Substack too. And subscribe, because I don't post a lot of them, but I save my best stuff for that. And if you're someone who, I mean, you're already here, so maybe I shouldn't say this because there's no point. But the whole point of my Instagram really is to get people to listen to the podcast or to read the Substack, because, like, that's where you're going to get useful information. Anyway, besides the point, I hope everyone has a lovely day, whatever you're doing. Thank you for your attention, and goodbye.